Yeah, not the greatest of performances, Cliff, but, you know, I thought that we scored four really good goals. But it wasn't one for the purest again. But like I said, four really good goals, and that was worth their entrance fee, and really pleasing from my own point of view because we come back from one down.
And I understand it was kind of a special goal that beat you, wasn't it?
Yeah, well, it's just a bit of route one, and the lads flicked it on, and I think it's Squire for Biddeford's found a good finish. Obviously, lobbed me, left me a little bit stranded. But yeah, it was a good finish, but a little bit of sloppy defending from us. So gives us food to stuff to work on. But like I said, on the whole, it was about getting a result today, which was a tricky tie. And we're really pleased to be in the hat on Monday, Cliff.
Well, I guess that shock moment of falling behind definitely seemed to spark you back into the game, didn't it? Because you went on to win by 4-1.
Yeah, I think the last three games we've gone behind, and two of those we've come back and won. So that's really pleasing. And like I said, I'm pleased with the character I've got in the team this year. And that we don't seem to know when we're beat, which is really pleasing.
You said there were four good goals. With Stuart Yetton, George Rigg with two, and Chris McPhee. Which was the best of the lot?
Oh, it's just an overall team play. None of them were like outstanding actual finishes or whatever, but you know, it's just good play and getting to the byline, putting in good crosses, and getting our midfielders on the end of it, which is always nice. Like I said, it makes the game easier. You know, at 2-1, I felt that we were fairly comfortable, even though Biddeford was still in the game, and then to carve them open and score the two goals at the end was really pleasing.
And Biddeford ended up with 10 men?
Yeah, they have one sent off. You know, Biddeford play what I class as by the seat of their pants and getting your faces and that, and obviously they had a lad sent off for two book war offences, and you know, I think that the way they play at times, you know, that's the risk they take, and you know, that's not for me to obviously make a comment on. You know, I need to look after my team, and that's what I'll do.
And you're off to a real flyer this season, aren't you? You're quite high up in the league, and when you did lose last Saturday, you've bounced back with two victories. Everything seems to be going well on the pitch at Weymouth, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think that, you know, it's you know, I brought my squad together, Cliff. You know, obviously I had to deal with Brendan's players before, you know, and they, as much as they were nice lads, they weren't my type. Some of them were my type of players, you know. So I've readjusted it to my way of playing this season, and you know, stamped my authority on it and brought my staff in. And yeah, it's really pleasing, you know. Obviously, gives you food for thought all the time, you know. I know that we're not the finished article yet, you know, and no one's shouting from the rooftops, but I feel as a club we've moved on in a massive amount in 6 months. You know, the club is being ran properly now, and obviously we've got a new chairman this week. And I feel that it's quite exciting times for the club, really, because we're obviously doing it sensibly. And at the same time, you know, we're having a little bit of success on the pitch. So the two's going hand in hand, and it's nice at the moment. But like I said, it's still early stages for the club, you know. We have a target this season, or I have a target that I've set myself, you know, in my first season. And like, as they keep saying, Rome wasn't built in a day, but we're going to give it our best shot this season.
Now, I understand Chris Shepherd got injured today. How is he?
Chris is all right. I think it's one of those where he's hurt his neck and he's very sore. And, you know, it's probably like a car accident. You know, we'll reassess him this week and keep our eye on him. And Shep's been outstanding this season for us. And, you know, we need to look after the boy. But like I said, I'll reassess that this week. And obviously with poor drawing today at Bath, you know, it gives him 7 days to recover. And like I said, but I won't take any chances with the lad's health. That's the main thing, you know. And like I said, he's been outstanding for us this season. We're really pleased to have him at the club. But the same could be said for a few of the lads.
And finally, you are in the draw for the penultimate FA Cup qualifying round. You'd only need two more wins to be in the FA Cup proper. Are you looking for a kind draw? Would you like a big team? How would you like it to go?
I would like a home draw, Cliff, against whatever side's thrown at us, you know. And, you know, you'd like a kind draw, you know, and that's all you can... Basically, all you can ask for is a home draw, you know. I like playing at home. Like I said, a nice home draw against lower opposition would be lovely, but it might not be the way, you know, and yeah, it's something that I would love to do, lead the club into the first round of the FA Cup in my first season as a manager.